This is Ronald Bruce Meyer, and I have a commentary which I call, Mr. Biden is not serious. I was reading President Biden's speech to the joint session of Congress on Wednesday, and I came away with the impression that he's a nice old man, but he's not serious. Not serious, and not up to the challenge of governing these divided states of America. In his speech, Mr. Biden covered a lot of ground, used a lot of words, but platitudes are not policies. And policies without strategies are just a wish list. I came up with 24 examples. Number 1. No plan on helping inoculate the rest of the world in a, say it with me, pandemic. You want to win the 21st century? This is how you lead. Get the vaccine, or its formula, into the arms of those who need it. And everyone needs it. The herd needing immunity is global. The world is round. Nobody is safe until everybody is safe. Number 2. Rescue checks. $2,000 was promised, Mr. Biden. Only $1,400 was delivered. The former guy delivered more. And this isn't the J&J vaccine. One shot won't do you for a year. Number 3. Rental assistance. But no rent relief for rent, mortgage, cancellation? Seriously? Number 4. Affordable Care Act expansion. But no Medicare for all. Not even a public option. Just more federal dollars dumped on big insurance companies that deny us care. Number 5. So the economy created more jobs, but no federal jobs guarantee, no UBI, no hike in the minimum wage? I'll say more about that in a bit. Number 6. His reference to China is embarrassing. I gotta tell you, China is beating us to win the 21st century because they're actually helping their people out of poverty. Besides, what does it even mean to win the 21st century? Number 7. The American Jobs Plan he proposed is a half measure, with the proceeds going directly to businesses, not directly to people. Number 8. Also embarrassing is saying, let's also pass the $15 minimum wage, like you just thought of it, like you never before had the opportunity. Number 9. When Mr. Biden mentioned non-defense spending, that was a bad move. It only reminds people that defense spending is out of control, proposed to go higher than even 45 took it, when we have no real enemies. Number 10. We have to develop and dominate the products and technologies of the future, Mr. Biden said. What he's really saying is that businesses have to dominate and share no climate-saving, life-saving technology with the world, all for private profit and jingoistic enjoyment. Number 11. Another half measure offered is access to a good education. Not a guarantee, not free college for all, just that weasel word access. Historically, you can't educate your way out of poverty. There have to be good jobs at the other end, and the private sector cannot guarantee them. You know who can? Ask FDR. Number 12. Tax credits. Tax credits are a Republican solution, Mr. Biden. A child tax credit does not put money into anybody's pockets if they haven't enough to begin with, or make too little to pay taxes. Number 13. The ACA. Yes, it's another Republican solution. It keeps wealthy insurance companies wealthy and doesn't cover everybody like Medicare for All would. And Mr. Biden has the power to expand Medicare by executive order. He won't, because his donors would scream louder than the majority of voters are screaming. Number 14. Biden's biggest lie. Here it is. So how do we pay for my jobs and family plans? He worries about deficits when helping people, just like a Republican, but not when expanding the military budget when the U.S. has no real enemies. Hint. Mr. Biden worries too much about deficits. He doesn't have to pay for anything. Taxes do not pay for government programs. That's the feature of being a monopoly currency issuer like the U.S. government. Government spending creates money in the economy. Taxes remove money from the economy. Since only U.S. dollars can pay taxes, and only the U.S. government can issue U.S. dollars, spending is limited only by limits on real resources to buy and distribute, and by inflation. And inflation just isn't happening. Number 15. Furthermore, taxing corporations is a policy necessity, not a fiscal necessity. Biden wants to pretend that increasing corporate taxes a little which he knows his rich buddies in Congress will never approve, will pay for his programs. But what he should be proposing is a corporate minimum tax, not just a tax on capital gains equal to income taxes, so everybody pays their fair share, and all corporations are invested in the economy from which they benefit. It's not a serious suggestion, because he won't do it. Again, his donors would scream louder than the majority of voters are screaming. Number 16. Rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. Really? That's like pissing on a fire. This is not bold. It's another half measure. We need to lead with a Green New Deal, if you want to imitate FDR. Number 17. Mr. Biden promised that America will stand up to unfair trade practices abroad, but apparently not to unfair business practices domestically and unfair taxation of profits made abroad. Number 18. That strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific that you're promising, Mr. Biden, is just asking for war with a nuclear-armed nation that has never threatened the U.S., just as NATO expansion risks war with another nuclear-armed nation. China and Russia are rivals, not enemies. This isn't leading, it's warmongering. One of the most dangerous statements Mr. Biden made is, "No responsible American president can remain silent when basic human rights are violated. A president has to represent the essence of our country." No, this is an excuse to invade any country in violation of international law. It's also not serious because if we obviously can't ensure the basic human rights of our own people, where comes our moral authority to meddle in the affairs of sovereign states abroad? Is it to feed our military-industrial complex? You have to wonder. Number 20. One of the several lies in his speech is Mr. Biden's promise of ending the forever war in Afghanistan, which he isn't ending. He's only privatizing it. And then he goes on to lie about the mission in Afghanistan and say that it was a success. Success? Seriously? And then he promised more war by saying, "We will maintain an over-the-horizon capability to suppress future threats to the homeland." Well, Afghanistan was not a threat to the homeland to begin with, Mr. Biden. What could you possibly be talking about? Number 21. Mr. Biden mentioned the conviction of George Floyd's murderer, but nothing about structural change in U.S. policing. Only a half measure, bearing Floyd's name, that would not have saved Floyd's life. That conviction will be the excuse to do nothing, to say the system works. Number 22. It's just embarrassing for Mr. Biden to even talk about immigration when there are still kids in cages. Number 23. Mr. Biden said nothing about ending the filibuster, the chief impediment to passing his proposals, or about reining in the corporate conservatives in his own party who will frustrate his plans. It's almost as if he's counting on their obstruction, because he's not seriously fighting for his proposals. Say it's not so, Joe. Well, 24. And finally, it's embarrassing for Mr. Biden to say in any context, "The country supports it, Congress should act," when the country supports many reforms on which Mr. Biden will never ask Congress to act. The Green New Deal, Medicare for All, boosting the minimum wage, tuition-free college and student debt relief. I could go on. In fact, I will. Gun control, expanded unemployment benefits, abolishing ICE, allowing prisoners to vote, reparations for slavery, increasing the inheritance tax, legalizing marijuana, worker representation on corporate boards, a cap on credit card interest rates, barring members of Congress from owning individual stocks or becoming lobbyists for years after leaving office, direct government financing of pharmaceutical research so we the people own it, and so on. As I said, platitudes are not policies, and policies without strategies are just a wish list. And that is why I say Joe Biden is not a leader, he's definitely not FDR, and he is not serious. I hope he proves me wrong. This is Ronald Bruce Meyer.